Gosh, I don't know. I don't normally gamble for this much. Katsu Stafford leaned on her black pool stick, making sure the gold chasing pointed at her mark. It was a hideously garish stick, its only advantage being how perfectly straight it was. If I lose, she said with a sigh, I'll have to ask my dad to pay my rent. Again. The man named Brady tried to stuff down a smile and failed. His nostrils twitched. He was a decent player. It wasn't his fault that Katsu had been working him hard since she walked in. A pretty thing like you? I bet your daddy doesn't mind helping you out at all, he replied casually. Besides, you only lost the last game by one ball. You got great odds. Katsu fluttered her lashes, letting her gaze drop as if considering the deal. She hadn't meant to hustle today. Her interview with the Department of Commerce had gone pretty well. But she still grappled with nerves and a post-college ticking clock that chanted, "Get a real job." She'd dropped by her favorite local bar to let off steam, bringing her own pool cue as an afterthought. The tables at Drifters were crap, with knackered felt and shims keeping the feet level, but they were always busy. She hadn't even changed out of her white blouse. Combined with her slate-gray pencil skirt, patterned tights and embroidered ballet flats, Brady was probably getting a heavy little girl vibe off her. I came in third in my league, she offered. See? He grinned. He was handsome, with balanced features and salt and pepper creeping out from his temples. But he was kind of a dick. He'd all but begged for a fleecing from the moment he'd sidled up to her at the bar and asked if a pretty thing like her could really handle a good stick. He wasn't smooth, and the line had little to do with her custom-made cue. Now he held out the cash he'd peeled off a medium-sized roll. 500. Haven't you ever wanted to live large, Cat? She hated people who shortened her name as they pleased. Katsu was part of her heritage, the name her mother had chosen when she had only her newlywed husband in an unfamiliar country. Kat liked knowing a person for a while before letting them get so familiar. She gave Brady a tiny, slightly nervous smile in return. 500. I sure hope I don't regret it. I'll even let you break. That's really nice of you. She bit her bottom lip, all fake nerves, while a genuine surge of adrenaline sucked up her spine and made her fingertips tingle. It wasn't the scared kind of nerves she'd fought during her interview for a full-time translator position. This was all about the rush. The kick. It was the main reason she'd brought her I'm a wannabe overly garish cue to the bar. She'd almost convinced herself she was only going for drinks, but really, really she was filling her world. Otherwise, she'd have to think about how her dad was out of the country on another one of his uber-secret squirrel missions. She wasn't even supposed to know the name of his unit. After all, there were senators on the Defense Committee and big shots in the Department of Defense who'd never heard of Command Force Alpha. She waited while Brady racked the balls with too much fuss and didn't say a word when he left a quarter inch of space around the apex ball. If she took her time and played him just right, she could probably take him for another 250. She pulled up on her stroke so that the break was decent, but nothing more. Balls careened off the cushions, except for the four, which sank smoothly into a corner pocket. Solids to you. Brady's good humor sounded faintly strained. Lucky shot. Katsu demurred, ducking her chin. I just hope I can do it again. She sank two solids in a row before a calculated miss, enough that the red rose on Brady's round cheeks in the back of his neck flushed. When he moved forward to take his shot, he was as stiff as a robot. Then he shook his head, laughing a little. I was getting pretty nervous over here, pretty.